Tess Kislev, Monday the 27th of November, Rabbi Pinchas Jung, Talmud Torah tailor-made for you.
Okay, Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Good morning. And nice to be back at this program. As you can guess, it's a bit of a rush just to be here on time, but Baruch Hashem, made it. So, it's only a half hour Shia. I decided to select some Iker points which are Negeya from other sources which we've used in Shurim on this all-important mitzvah, Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam, some things that are Negeya for people like ourselves. First of all, there is a chazal, someone who's koveya itim la Torah, like we all do, mifa bris, like he's being criticized, he's not doing the right thing, he's breaking the bris. We can decide. First, Shala, says the Gemara in Shabbos, that will be asked, l'achameya ve'esrem, is kovatu itim la Torah, is it not? Koveya zmanim, like everybody here does, regularly, daily, for Talmud Torah. The Shloa Kodesh says in Masech Teshvus means nothing to do with the Masech in Shas, in Yonei Shavuos and Yonei Torah, so the Shloa Kodesh, there are various types of people. There are those who have the opportunity to be Mamash Yoshvei Oil, who have no other concerns, Panos is taken care of, they do not have tiridus in the way that most of us have. They are expected to give every moment for learning. If they are only Koveya Itim, and the rest of the time is just free, so that is Mefer Bris. But Adarabba va'Adarabba, people who still go to work, people who have a lot of responsibilities, people like, I would guess, most of the participants at these Shiurim, we have parallel programs in America, of course, so that is the perfect thing to Kaveya Itim, Shtaitin Shloa Kodesh. It doesn't just mean once a day, more than once a day, Al Pirov, Baboike, Boerev, in the morning after Shacharis, in the evening after Maariv, whatever works for each individual. So that's the inyan of Kaveya Itim La Torah, and that's exactly what this program is about. So for us, we will assume that most people have various different responsibilities, including, of course, Parnosa, which is also a mitzvah, and that therefore this is the perfect way to organize it. Now, I'd like to share with you something which is in the Sefer Koivitz Mamurim, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman Zatzal, for the sake of clarity, one sometimes gets a bit of a different impression, and he was sure God will be Yisrael, and he made this absolutely clear. We talk in terms of Kaviyas Itim. We want to be realistic, as I had to do myself for many, many years over here in this area, as many of you might remember. And we had to work, and we had to make this combination of Kviyas Itim together with Ala Michyo Vala Kalkol as a major part of the weekday program. So there is the mission of the end of Kiddushin. Rabbi Narui said, Meniach ani kol umnus shebu oilam, and is only Oisik Batoyle, is only going to teach his children Torah. There's some who feel that this is an indication that that is the only way to do it. I'd like to give you what Rabbi Chanan Wasserman says, it should be a chizik for all of us, and give us the correct, healthy, realistic balance over here. He says, he's not choylik at all, Rabbi Narui, on the inyan of Chai of Odom Lelamed Benoy Umnes. I read here from Koivitz Mamorim, Perek Samach Beis in the early editions. It's impossible to say that Rabbi Narui meant that no one should be oisik in umnus at all, whether umnus means business, whether it means a skill, whether it means a profession, avada, we have to do it. Rak batoy levado zukded, that is only shayich when Mashiach comes. And we'll come to the Gemara in a moment, for safta de gonecho, that we have to make a combination of the two hanig bohem minig derech eretz, the together with the Torah, the various two from Shotim and Skamura in Baruchas Lamatei, but Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, who is an absolute Godel Batoyra, Nadas Torah without question, and his life was Kuloi Torah, he recognized the reality, and he says, Rabbi Narui is saying, Pazein lech, for me in my case, I'm one of the miut, so I personally, it's quite clear, perhaps you look at the Loshna Mishnah, for me personally, I put aside all other considerations, and in my family, I'll be recognized the way that most of us have to do it, and therefore the umnus, which is a mitzvah and is necessary, and it's the only way to make it for rubber to rubber people, so that, he says, adarabba, until Mashiach comes, when we have a very different situation, that is what we have to do, and that is the way we have to live. That's one point which I thought was very important over here. Now, another point which we find in Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Remember, with my oldest son, Baruch Hashem, lives in Arad for many years, we learned at one time together, Rambam Hilchas Talmud Torah, Shulchan Aruch Hilchas Talmud Torah, then we did Shulchan Aruch HaRav. And even those who might not be as committed to the Balatanya's forum as some of us are, but it is an absolute masterpiece, Hilchas Talmud Torah, to recommend it to anyone who has a connection to Torah, which is absolutely everyone here. And there are a few points from his Sefer which I'd like to share with you. One of them is the fact that Mitzvah's Talmud Torah is going to vary from individual to individual according to what opportunities he has and also according to Kishron. Poshet is ability in learning, his ability in memorizing, and so therefore it's not the same across the board. Now the way he words it, let me just find it inside, is that, we'll have it in a second, there are mitzvahs which are, every single mitzvah is for every single yid. The point, however, is, just one moment, yes, halacha tes, in Perek Beis, here we are. The point is that no one can say that this mitzvah is not neger to me. Mitzvahs ha-Torah shuvos lechol nefesh. I want to give you an example. We have a program there in America called Igra Pirka, and it is mainly seniors, mainly retired people, but it's a very encouraging program, and Baruch Hashem was asked to participate, and they asked for Nesiva Sholem, Slanim Rebbe's, and so they specifically asked for that. And we happen to be doing right now, it's normally on a Tuesday morning, I won't be there this week, I had to arrange for somebody else from England to give the shiur. Rebbe Kapelin is giving the shiur. Yanko Kapelin is giving the shiur tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. So we're doing Nesiva Sholem, it talks about Dveikus. Now Dveikus Bashem is very lofty, and to some, as Nishayach Tzemir, and I'm a regular Yid, and I try my best, according to my asuga, according to my level. So he explains, then he brings the Pnei Yeshua, he brings the Haflo, he brings Meforshe Hashas, never mind Musa and Chsidishas for him, to show that they learned Pshat, that when it says Hadbek B'Talmidei Chachomin, as the mitzvah Boy Sidbok, it is so that the mitzvah should have an appeal to everyone, and no one should be able to turn around and say, Der mitzvah Nishayach Tzemir, I can't do that. So the same is here, I felt it's mamish a parallel. Mitzvah satori shuvas lechol nefesh. If there's a mitzvah b'minyan tariyag remach mitzvah saseh, it's going to relate to every single yid, it's a mitzvah Hashem. Lo nitna toiris kol echad v'echad b'yodoy does not mean that we can't have various different ways of being Mekai and Mitzvah's Talmud Torah, we can. What it means is that nobody can patter themselves. I think there's a program here called Kol Benayich Limudei Hashem, isn't there? And we had this theme also on a few occasions, that Torah is such, it is Shovel Lechol Nefesh. How are you going to learn? Baruch Hashem, today, as you know, there are many different ways. I see the Art Scroll Gemara, there's the English ones, the brown ones, there's the blue ones, and which we all find ever so useful, mamash a gift to Klal Yisroel. And Lo nitna Torah kol echad v'echad b'yodoy means sheyezeh chaya b'mitzvah zu v'zeh potter mimeno legamre. Dus in Ishvahanan. That a person should be totally potter from a mitzvah, one of the mitzvahs in the Torah, that cannot be. The Ribbono Shel Olam addressed his Torah Kedosha to the entire Klal Yisroel. The question now is, how do we deal with it? What's going to work for me? A chavrusa, a shia, some of us find that we have to learn in a quiet mitzvah. Others want to learn Dafka where there's a Kol Torah. Some want to use the translation. Some Dafka rather avoid it because they feel they can manage perfectly well without it. Other Rabbah. Some learn more Be'ian, some learn more Bekiyas, some Shteit in Al Shech HaKodesh in Pasha Shmini when he talks about Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelik Loilam Aboz in the Al Shech HaKodesh. Gam Betoifsei HaTorah, those who are Oisik Batorah, there are many types. There's a Baal Halocha. There's a Baal Agoda, there are those who are into Hashkofa, there are those who are into Torah Hanista, there's Lomdim, Fashidin, it's good, okay, fine, but we have to be Kaveyatim La Torah. And therefore, he said, Nitna the Torah was not given for everybody to pick and choose. Kol ha-mitzvah shonoichim et tzav chayim tishvim en la'asa shteit norechayim ha-kodesh dayim pashas ekev. We cannot choose which mitzvahs we feel, that talks to me, but that got no connection to. Whether it's dveikus, whether it's limud ha-Torah, it's shayach to every yid, and our paskim, and our sifrei kodesh will show how everybody's accommodated. Now, having said that, Rabbis, I want to share with you a point that the Bala Tanya does emphasize a lot, because he talks about what has kedima. We know that there are many today, bli ayin hara, who do daf hayomi. But it's interesting, almost throughout his Hilchos Talmud Torah, which I said is such a major one, he talks in terms of halacha and practical halacha. And he says, those who cannot learn constantly, those who have other things in their program, then kol limudo should be belimud ha-mevi lidei ma'asa. We don't always program ourselves quite that way, but it should be the practical. Halochas hatzriches lechol odom leida oisan. Sometimes ask people, hostia halochas shia. In fact, you know what, Rabbis, I share this with you. At a Torah Masorah convention with a very choshev Rosh Yeshivas, I went to one of the open discussions and I said, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, a yeshiva where they only learn Gemara and Bi'iyun, fine. But what about Parshas HaShavua? What about Musa or something of that order? And Al Kulam Halocha, Hilchas Shabbos, whichever halocha it is. We're here for Bar Mitzvah, Baruch Hashem, and Einikus, so Hilchas Tefillin. Needless to say, my son was learning with him Hilchas Tefillin. And then it's Mizn Ibechaz Renochamu. So, mitzvahs ki Hilchosan v'lizue melekoshel b'isurim. As we say, it's not that you have to learn to answer shala, you have to learn halacha to ask a shala, visna situ a shala, to know that there's a shala, there's a problem here, and we have to deal with it. And therefore he says, that's things you cannot always ask, l'chocham ha-moira sheba'iyah, because it might not be possible, you have to know on the spot, it's Shabbos, it's Yontif, you've got a situation which cannot wait. Therefore, Zukta Balatanya, roiv oirechayim, kimat kuloi, we have to learn. That's the day, the week, the month, the year, and the yom and tovim included, of course. Miut yoredeya, and that most of us have done something in yoredeya. And then ma'at be'even u'ezer v'choshen mishpat. And he adds here, and this he is surely a master in kol halocha berura betamo. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is a wonderful thing, Rabbi Yisai, and he was a goon adi, you know that. There's other sforim of his, you can see it clearly. And he deliberately made it should be short and to the point, and it's not halacha b'tamo. He doesn't want to complicate matters, doesn't want to bring 1,000 shittas. The Bala Tanya, if you do use the Shulchan Aruch Rav, which his Rebbe, Ms. Richard Maggie, told him to write, unfortunately we don't have it in its entirety, as you probably are aware. But he does give halacha b'tamo, which means you've got the reasons, you've got the Havona, and today with the excellent new red edition from Chabad, where you look at the footnotes, then you can trace everything to its source, and you can really learn it like a Talmud Chocham and Kolshkin if you look at Kuntres Achron. There you see the Goynes, which is mind-blowing. But the point is that he is telling us that has a din kedima. Nish bechinem kol ha-shoyne ha-luchos b'chol yoyim muvtuch lo yishu ben oylam habo. You've got a guarantee. Muvtuch lo yishu ben oylam habo. So the point that we have to make over here is, besides the fact that we cannot all be Chayv Shabbos Medrash 24/7, but as well as various other limudim, it's very important that we learn halacha daily, and we do chazori. You all know the Mishnah Berurah brings from Rabbi Bjornason in his Hakdamah to Hilchos Shabbos, that otherwise it's so easy to be Michal Shabbos, Michesor and Yediyah. And again, the idea of knowing not only when to ask a Shala, but how to ask a Shala, and to ask a Shala like a Ben Torah, realizing what the Tzodim are, and realizing what your Sufik is, and what you're putting to the Rav. Now, another thing, Rabbi, which is a Gemara, which you will know this one, and the Bala Tanya also brings this out, which I'd like to mention, just a few practical points in this area, is the idea of chayim heim lemoitzo ehem lemoitzi ehem bepeh. This is so important. I still remember as Davut Magreisa Rifu in Babav in Borough Park, there's a yid, he's been giving Gemara Shum, very fascinating Shum, it attracts literally 100 people, 200 people. I've not been personally to the Shia, I've heard tapes of it, and they told me when he learns, Ramosha Zoberman is the name, so when he learns on his own, If you're in the other room, you're thinking he's learning through the Chavrusa. Because Eshmistos alles Sizich Alain, he explains to himself everything until he gets to such a clarity that it's mamash like discussing it with a Chavr. So the Balatanya brings this, which of course is the Makor, as said, is in the Gemara. Let me just find this one as well. The important Yesod, we don't read Gemara, Rabbi Issa. You know, you sometimes see people, I can't understand it myself, I must be honest with you, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, but you see a person looking at the Gemara, like a book, Lahavdil. No. The way of learning, as you know, is with the Chiyas, Tzorich Odom Lizoy Lahoitzi, Bisfosov, Ulashmiya Laoznov Kolma Shaloimut. Whether it's Mikro, whether it's Mishno, Talmud Avada, except Bishas Iyun. Now we have to think, I don't quite get this kasha. Well, I'm not sure how the kasha is answered. Well, what is exactly the difference between the two shittas? Okay, so you want to stop and think, but there's an inyan of being goyrus, and that is to learn it, say it, explain it to oneself for the sake of clarity. Kol ma sheloimed behiru levad. Which is basically the way people read, like Lahavdil, you read a book. So you don't see a person reading the newspaper, Lahavdil, and saying the words and shuckling with a niggun. But Torah Lahavdil, yes. So if it's Efshalo Lahoitzi Bisfosu, which 99% of the time will be Eino Moitzi, and he doesn't Lahoitzi Bisfosu, Eino Moitzi, and he doesn't bring it out and verbalize it, Eino Yoitzi Bilimunze, the Mitzvah Limalata. This brings us to another point, Rabbi Issa, another point in Halacha. And that is there are two aspects of Mitzvah's Talmud Torah. There is the inyan of Girsa, and then there's the inyan of Iyun and Havona and Yediyah. Now if you've ever looked, Rabbi Issa, at the Hakdoma of the Maral on Tiferes Yisroel, Tiferes Yisroel is his Sefer for Shavuos, all about Torah, like you have Netzach Yisrael is all about the Geula, and then you have Gevuras Hashem, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Pesach. So he explains in his Hakdomah, a quick look to refresh a memory yesterday, it first really explains to you why is the Brucha La Soik B'Divrei Soik. Imagine somebody comes here and is very tired, or poshut, he's not so familiar with the language or whatever it is, but he wants to be part of the Shia. So he sits there, but he didn't get it. Or imagine he was learning before, after davening, and it was a difficult Gemara, difficult halacha, and nisht aruske kim mit haklurkeit. He didn't come away with the clarity. He could not really repeat what he's learned. Now, academically, he's failed. But Torah is not like that. Mitam mitzvahs la'asoik b'divrei, so it's not lilmud zuk the maral. Because lilmud would mean you've only got the mitzvah. If you've grasped it, you can repeat it. It's yours. You made a kinyan on it. But this way, says the Maral, Vibal, the mitzvah is la'asoik. You were busy with Torah. I've told you a great story in a moment. Somebody told me in America the day before I left. So it's la'asoik b'divrei Torah. So therefore, you're oisik b'Torah, you have the mitzvah. Aye, after the learning, you don't understand. So you've been oisik b'Torah. It was mekadesh u'metahe the yid. And okay, he will try at the earliest opportunity to ask a Talmud Chacham, to look in a Sefer which explains, to look at something which is Mevoyer, take out Art Scroll, if that's what will work for him. Fine. But he was Oisek and he gets Schar. It's important for us to know, Sanat Mimichitzach of Ashtiku, at the end of the Shia, I have to go now. I can't. I've got to be in school, I've got to do Karpu, whatever it is. Don't worry. You've achieved more than you'd ever dream by being Oisek Batoyer. So this is in the Maral very clearly in his Akdoma. The Sfadim, as you know, say Al Divrei Torah. Bnei Ashkenaz, we say Las. But there is no such brucha lulmoid. It's not an intellectual exercise. It's not an academic pursuit. So this is a very important point. So let's see. Let's just recap. We're not finished yet, but what have we discussed so far? We've discussed that Kvias Itim La Torah. For most people, Rubber de Rubber, and I would guess for most of our Mishtatfim here, Baruch Hashem, is the way to do it. We remember that Itim is Beloshim Rabim, and we try to have times more than once per day. We also realize the idea of Meniach Ani Kol Umnus Sheba Oilam, and I'm only going to teach my children Torah, is as the Rambam very famous Rambam talks in terms of volunteering to be a part of Shevet Levi, even if that's not your ancestry, Abayedeid, as a vil, every if he wants to, can live the lifestyle of Shevet Levi, and it's Kodesh Kodeshim, and we have many people today, young people in particular, who do that. Tov aleihem barucha, but at some point in life they may have to make a change to be Mekayim the Chiyuvim and the Shibudek Subba, etc., etc. That's not for now. Okay. Then we have the Yesod, the Balatanya says, Mitzvahs Talmud Torah, like any other mitzvah in the Torah, is for everyone. It's up to us to work out for each individual. We're not just a statistic, we're individual, we're Olam Koton. What works for me? Again, like typical example, I personally find a quiet besmerish works, and a very lively besmerish, which is a wonderful thing, it doesn't work for clear thinking. Other people dafka thrive on a besmerish with a full Kol Torah. And then again, we talked about the chiyuv to learn practical halacha. So you've got somebody who does dafayoyim and he does vavchim and menochas, and he hasn't got a clarity in hilchas tefillah, or in hilchas Shabbos, or in inyonim which are mamash nageya daily, or for various yomim toivim as they come around. So he has neglected one of the main ikrim. Not that Talmud Torah is a means to an end. Talmud Torah is an end in itself. But despite that, and having said that, the kedima, the Balatanya explains over and over, when he talks in terms of shikha and some of a better memory and some of a weaker memory, and the need to be fresh in the halacha shvechinantum levenecho shemishalcho demdova altagamgem v'toymelay miyad. So the obvious need for regular chazora, and once again priority for sure, is to practical halacha. It doesn't harm a person of 60 to go over hilchas tefillin, for example. Right, so that's one of the things we covered. Now, we come to the idea of the Motzi Ehem Beper, we spoke for a moment about the importance of verbalizing what we're learning, to be goyrus, and I think, Rabbeisa, you will discover that when you do that, it's going to make a huge difference. I will tell you something amazing. I heard this from a Pesach Kron Dafke, not on in a drosh, on a tape. I've used it in a few places. They did a study, and people were asked what they memorized after 2 weeks of what they learned. I don't know whether I get the percentages right now exactly, but let us say be'erech, somebody who just, as it were, read it, noch zwei Wochen, after 2 weeks, 10% retained in the memory. Somebody who listened to a shiur will retain that bit more, let's call it a maximum of 20%. Somebody who said the words and verbalized it, let's call it 30%. You can see where we're going. Somebody who did it b'chavrusa, as a result they discussed it, and they were ma'ayin more, and I heard what my friend says, how he understands it, and I offered him the way I understand it, let's say be'erich 40%. But a Rebbe who learns it with Talmidim and gives the Shia Barabim, it jumps to 80 or 90%. So you can see that besides the inyan of the chayim, the chith, the chayim, the metzayim, talking in terms of memorizing, and halacha it's so essential that we memorize, so there, the more we bring it out, chayim heim lemotzayim, the more that we're likely to retain it. So that is definitely an important piece. However, Balatanya brings this, and Rabbi Yaakov M brings it. We do forget Rabbeisai. Many of you do a Bekiyas Shiur, Dafayomi Shiur, and it's very, very hard to memorize it all. There are some programs where they have a preparation time and then a Chazorah and a whole system, but many cannot do that. And for sure, if it's going to be a blatter day, it's quite a lot to undertake. So what about the Shikha? So they all say the same thing, what we forget Machmas Oynas, because we're only human beings, and the Koyach of Shikha has its positive side as well. And the Mas, it's so difficult to retain on all the details, and I see it in halacha all the time, all the various shittas and all the different protim, just doing now in Hilchas Shabbos, Reishon and Gimel, with Shia, Chazorah, then Hatamon, a guy, Gedenk, Alles, it's so hard. So we are told, and the Paskin bring this, we're told quite clearly that you have the benefits are reserved for you in Olam HaElyon. That even if we forget it in the here and now, the fact that we learnt it, it is ours, and it is ours forever. So that's also, Rabbeisai, a great chizuk. Now, when we talked, Rabbeisai, about the inyan of just looking at it, which is Loidai, or the Iyun, which at that point in your learning, you might just want to stop and give me now a few minutes. I've got to pace up and down and try to work this out and get this clear in my head. Obviously, that's part of the way we learn, especially more difficult, more complex in Yonim. Those of us who learn properly realize that nothing is simple in Torah. It's all deeper and all requires Iyun. So therefore, it's so interesting. Is there a brocha on Hirur b'divrei Torah? So the pashtus in the halacha is that we don't make a brocha only on Hirur. And I heard an explanation, I think it's Reb Kiva Eiger, I'm pretty sure, who said an incredible insight. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah, Zukta Rambam, is Lilmoid Ulelamdo Libnei Yisrael. The mitzvah is also to teach, whether it's our children, whether it's Talmidim, whether it's Barabim, but that's a gewaltige mitzvah to teach others, to be makariv others. When you write Divrei Torah, it's available for others to read it. When you discuss Divrei Torah, others can hear you. When you're learning a chavrusa, I'm sure you won't mind if a third person comes along, may I please join you? When you give a shir Barabim avada. But when it's only hira, kensti nishmahana zana zweiten. It's not possible that anybody else can benefit from it. It's a thought locked in your own mind. So therefore there's no brocha, because the absolute mitzvah, the ultimate mitzvah of Talmud Torah, can I get kulam, what is it? The absolute mitzvah, therefore, is lelamdo as well. Lilmoide lelamed, lishma velazim, we said not long ago in Avo Rabba once again, or in Avo Soilam. So therefore, what we find is that actually the full mitzvah is not only to learn for ourselves, but to learn with others as well. With Hira, obviously, by definition, that's impossible. Let's go back for a moment, Rabbeinu, to the two different aspects of this very special mitzvah. Number one is the inyan of being goyres, and number two is the inyan of learning in such a way that we really understand, we really grasp it, and we really try to retain it in our minds. So Mefarshim point out that this is the two parts of Shema. If someone's got a siddur handy, it would be welcome. Just a regular siddur. Okay, so we're all so familiar, we still need to quote Shkoyach. We need to still quote it from inside. The parasha v'ahavto v'ho yadvorim hu'eile asher noichi mitzavcho hayoim al levovecho. Number one, that is one of the etzes how to reach Avos Hashem, is through this, advorim u'eile, when we learn Torah, and we gain avas Torah, we appreciate the wisdom, the breadth, the depth of it, it certainly is going to give a boost to our avas Hashem. But also, v'shinantam levonecho, it's that chazal, the famous chazal you know, and Rashi brings it, v'shinantam, that the Divrei Torah should be crystal clear, shem sh'olcho odam dova al tegamgem v'toim lemiyad. This parasha is beloshen yochid, and this parasha, say Mefarshim, refers taka to the iyun, the limud aspect, to the learning that we really have it, we understand it, we retain it, and we efshe even can be mechadish in it. And therefore it's all b'cholava v'cho, nafshecho, moidecho, because everything is b'loshen yochid in this parasha, recognizing, as we said at the beginning of our shiur this morning, that it's not shayach for everybody to forever spend all their time in the Beis Medrash. But then right away after we jump to the next parasha, we say the second parasha from Akev, the first of Yitzchanan, of course, and we talk in terms, Ula avdu b'chol avavechem, ibechol nafshechem, that's the Torah for everyone. There is the mitzvah of Ligris to say it, and the Chaim Heim Lemoitzo'ehem, even more so than the Iyun and the Havona. Both are essential, but that parasha, the second parasha, Imri talks to everybody, the idea of Kol B'naich Limudei Hashem, the idea that all the mitzvahs Hashem, as the Baal HaTanya taught us, are shovois lechol nefesh, so it's b'loshen rabim, here there's no v'shinantam. It doesn't have to reach that level which we'll expect from a Talmud Chochem, from a Ruv, from a Poisek, from a Mashpia. He should be able to answer on the spot. And even they, my great Rav Rebbe Zatzal, I remember here, Rav Halpern Zatzal, not once, and he was a brilliant mind, he would not right away answer. He wanted to think, or he wanted to take out the sefer and look it up, despite his phenomenal memory and a phenomenal kishvan. So it's quite okay to say, wait a minute, I've got to look this up, I want to be ma'ayin, I want to act responsibly, and I want to give you the answer. But for regular people, like many of us, the idea is that the mitzvah basically is the limud ha-Torah, the masa mitzvah, more so than the iyun, than the havona. So, b'kitzer aboisa, hopefully there's a bit of chizik involved in this, that we realize this mitzvah, yes, is for everybody. The program is open to everybody, and we have Baruch Hashem parallel programs in America, and Baruch Hashem, they're thriving and growing. And we should all feel that we are definitely b'nei Torah, we're definitely not, end with the story, aboisa. The Chiddush Urim was a guan adir, besides being the first Gerer ever. A father came to him with a boy, and the boy was really struggling. He barely got beyond Aleph Beis, this boy. And he wanted a brocha, he wanted a chizik, and the Chiddush Urim said, let him come to me, I'll spend a few moments with him. The Chiddush Urim spoke to me, so I can get Aleph Beis. Now the Chiddush Urim was mamash, a walking sefer Torah. The father comes back, the Chiddush Urim said to him, I want you to know, there's not much difference between me and your son. Because the Torah is like the Eibishter, Kutshabrichi v'raisachat. So the Torah is Ein Sof. So between the two levels, his level and my level, compared to the size of Torah, which is Ein Sof, so therefore, we're both in. Your son is in, Ken Doiz, Ken Aleph Beis, he's fine. So the father had such a chizik, and the boy had a chizik. I'm sure later on, the boy made a breakthrough and made great progress. And if you've got another moment, I'll tell you another story from a descendant of his, the Pnei Menachem Ger Rebbe. So a similar story, there was a boy in the yeshiva in Sfasemes. The Tolner Rebbe was his magichia. And this boy was struggling away. He could not find a chavrusa because nobody had patience for him. Whatever he learned, he struggled away. And then short after that, he forgot it all. So the Talmud Rebbe decided, at the time, Pnei Menachem was Rosh Yeshiva. So, Ichnem Decharan, some Rosh Yeshiva. I'll take him to the Rosh Yeshiva. Let's see what he says. Rosh Yeshiva, with his typical avos, he will put his hand on the boy's shoulder. And he said to him, Buche leim, ich bin dich mekana, I'm jealous of you. Boy, shocked. Rebbe's jealous of me, he's such a genius, he's mamish a sa'a Torah. He said, because in our family, we've got such minds that we don't have to do omol batoira, yegiya batoira, it comes to us so easily. You've got no idea what scha you get for one posuk chumish and rashi. Veret, if you learn a mishnah and you're able to digest it, your scha is beyond, above and beyond, I will never get there. And that's why he said, yeah, I mekana you, your scha that you're going to get for your learning, unbelievable. This boy, again, made a breakthrough like the story of with the Chiddush Urim, and apparently, so I don't know if this is an exaggeration or not, he got so far he became a Dayan. So there you go. So the idea is that Limud HaTorah should give us a chizik, and not chas v'sholem that we should feel we're Jewish, adrabba v'adrabba. I hope I didn't go too long over time, but a guest is allowed to, maybe 4 minutes, 5 minutes. And we should all be matzliach, begachmas, v'rochnes, and we should, v'shun abo b'rishalayim abnuyo. Amen.